is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, and welcome to the show. Ahead, the Seattle Thunderbirds have found their way into the CHL Top 10 rankings this week. They're off to a strong start. T-Birds head coach Matt Audette will join us in moments. The WHL Player of the Week is Matt Ward of the Swift Current Broncos. We'll hear from him as the Broncos seemingly turning things around. And the WHL Goaltender of the Week, Dylan Garand of the Kamloops Blazers, has his team on top of the BC Division. He'll close out our show. First up, what a start for the Seattle Thunderbirds as they play in an uber-competitive U.S. division. The Thunderbirds recognized this week in the CHL Top 10. They slide in at number 9, and their head coach is Matt Audette, and he joins us here on the line. Hey, Matt, first of all, it's been a great start to your season. I know you probably felt you had the capability of a team to be really good this season, still young, but you have to be impressed with how things are going so far in Seattle.
Yeah, you know, we're happy with our start. Good group of young players, you know, starting to mash and gel together as a team. And, you know, our goal is to develop and get better every day. And I think we're doing that.
You know, I like your balance. You know, you mentioned, you know, you have some veterans, but you have some NHL draft eligible guys that are ranked on NHL Central Scouting's players to watch list. You have 4, which ties for the most in the WHL. So I want to say it feels like you're doing it the right way. You have a mix of veterans and some guys that are getting some attention from NHL scouts as well.
Yeah, we do. We have a nice blend. You know, our veterans are carrying the load, guys like Henrik Rabinski, Tyrell Bauer, Matt Rempe, and it's a great group to learn from. These guys go about their business the right way, very professional, very hardworking, and, you know, guys like Jordan Gustafson, Kevin Korchinski, you know, guys like that, you know, can emulate those guys and see how it's done. So it's a nice environment to have in our room with everyone trying to get better and go places.
You mentioned Matthew Rempe, and he for me is really intriguing. Here's a guy that came into the league and has developed and has got the attention, obviously, of the Rangers that he has signed an entry-level contract. He has just improved his game so much, and he is a load at 6'8" as well here. Tell me more about Matthew Rempe and his progress with your team.
Yeah, such a great story. You know, came to us as an undrafted player, was very raw, obviously, when we first laid eyes on him. Credit to Russ Farwell for giving him his start and his opportunity. And it's just a matter of hard work and determination from there. You know, really diligent with his craft, trying to get better, you know, open to coaching and a strong work ethic. And he's put in the time, the extra work to get better. And he's done that and made very big strides each and every year. We're surprised every time we see him, you know, after being away for a couple of months. He's hard to recognize. He improves so much every time we see him, and you know, it's a credit to his character and his professional and what he brings to the table every day, and it rubs off on the rest of our guys.
I know we had a great camp there with the Rangers as well. At times it seems like he's maybe even too big for this league. You know, he bumps into guys and takes penalties. That has to be a little bit frustrating for the coaching staff, but I know you like the physicality, but is it a fine line when you're that big?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is an aspect that we really like about him. You know, he plays hard. He's not trying to hurt anybody. I think, like you said, you know, just that big guy who can skate, and he's running into smaller guys, you know, and sometimes that can lead to hard hits and some suspensions, but his intentions aren't to hurt anybody. He knows he has to play physical to make his way to the NHL, and he's definitely doing that, but I think his skills are coming around. His skills are underrated. You know, he's improving those every day, you know, and providing production for us. So work in progress, but he's come a long way, and he's doing a great job.
Our guest is Matt Audette, the head coach of the Seattle Thunderbirds. Matt, ranked in the CHL Top 10 this week. I was joking off-air about the fact that, you know, maybe your cover's blowing here. You can't fly under the radar anymore, but I'm sure it's nice to be recognized at number 9 on that list this week.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get acknowledged. You know, I think the guys, it excites the guys, know that they're being recognized for their strong play. But at the same time, you know, we have to stay humble and stick to our process. And we know that we have a long way to go. You know, we've got bigger things that we want to accomplish this year, and we have to keep working towards that.
There was a report that you're also about to strengthen your blue line, or potentially strengthen your blue line, with the report of Slovakian defenseman Samuel Nazco coming overseas to join your hockey club. He was a pick in the import draft. He's a third-round selection of the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2020 here. Is that an ad here you're looking to do in the coming days and weeks?
Right now, nothing's official. I think it's a developing situation. You know, we know, and obviously he's a, you know, he's a good talent. Samuel Kanasko, you know, would be a great addition to our team, but nothing's official, and, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But we've been happy with our imports, and, you know, if Samuel does end up joining us, it will make for a difficult decision.
In another tough U.S. division year, it looks like, you know, you have two rivals right there, Everett and Portland, who you'll play a ton this season, obviously. But with that said, that's, again, going to be really tough there. Your rivals are your top teams once again with yourself. And what's life like in the U.S. division so far this season?
Always tough. You know, every team's always competitive. You know, we feel like playing within the U.S. division battle tests us for when we play outside of it. Obviously, Everett's doing their thing again, and, you know, I think Portland's got off to a little bit of a rough start, but we know they're a great team that's going to come around. And Spokane and Tri-City, you know, work extremely hard, and they're young, up-and-coming team. So no easy nights. We got to be prepared for battle each and every game. And like I said, it tests us for what we face, you know, outside of our division and potentially in the playoffs.
Speaking of outside your division, you'll start to welcome teams from inside the BC division here coming up later this month, and then you'll finally get north of the border here for a swing through BC, which has to be exciting not only for you, but, you know, your players. It's been a long time since we've had something like that happen for you.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be, you know, nice to get back on the road, get up to Canada, see some of the different teams, and test ourselves against some of the excellent teams in the BC division, teams like Kamloops. You know, Vancouver, you know, very good teams. Just something different. You know, obviously we've been playing our U.S. division foes for a long time now, and it'll be nice to see some different teams, some different buildings, different cities, and get back to some normalcy again.
Finally, Matt, it seems like hockey is growing in the Pacific Northwest. You've added the Seattle Kraken, an NHL expansion club, this season here. What has it meant for the hockey buzz in your neck of the woods there?
It's been outstanding. You know, first and foremost, more people talking about hockey, you know, more people getting interested in it. I think it's good for hockey in the Pacific Northwest. You know, it's good for our guys to have the opportunity to see an NHL team up close, you know, emulate the players that they can see in person now, and more NHL traffic. You know, I think our city's been a hub for scouts and things like that, but I think it's going to be even more so now. You know, with Seattle cracking right in our backyard, it's going to bring, you know, more scouts, more GMs, more NHL people through our building, and I think that's a good thing for everybody.
All right, hey, Matt Audette, our guest, head coach of the Seattle Thunderbirds here with the T-Birds here on a roll here to start the season. Matt, thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thanks, John, for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Swiftcurrent Bronco forward Matt Ward put up 7 points in a three-game span this past week on his way to being named the WHL Player of the Week. Matt sat down with Craig Boschman and Ryan Switzer on the Broncos This Week podcast.
I imagine, you know, a good weekend made even better with that news coming from the league, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. It's nice to always get recognized like that. But the biggest thing for us is we had a good three-game stretch there. We got, I think, 5 out of possible 6 points. So that's what we're most happy about right now.
Team first guy. Love to see it.
Well, a team first, of course, getting the wins, as you said, is the most important thing. But we can't gloss over the fact that you had a very impressive week. 4 points against Lethbridge on Saturday. You know, I was really impressed with the goals that you scored. I mean, the first one, you just steal the puck from the guy in the forecheck. And it's something that I'm sure you take a lot of pride in, working hard to create those opportunities for yourself. How did you kind of see that play develop?
I think the big part of the game is playing away from the puck. And I just implemented our forecheck. I tried to angle him up the wall and then caused a turnover. And then just kind of went down on a little mini breakaway. Kinger was kind of giving me some chirps because apparently we had a 2-on-0, but I was lucky enough to put that one in the back of the net. So.
Yeah, and, you know, you touched on it about, you know, being happy with 5 of a possible 6 points and 2 big wins. What's the attitude like in the room right now? Because it was some tough sledding before those 2 big wins.
Well, I mean, we're not really changing the way we play. We have the same systems. We're not really reinventing the wheel here. We trust our systems. We know when we're, you know, doing everything right and people are accountable. We have a good chance to win every night. So I think that's just how we got to play the rest of the year.
So I guess it's the same feeling. I mean, you know, you got the back-to-back wins now and the team's happy about that, but the team was still confident during that losing streak. You knew that you had a chance to win most of those games. So I guess the mood doesn't change a whole lot knowing that we're still playing the same way. We just finally got the result we wanted.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, all those losses, I mean, at the end of the day, they're still losses, but the positives out of those are they're not blowout games. Like they're close games for the most part. A couple off nights, but like most of them were right there to the very end of the game. So it's definitely nice to get those wins there.
Your whole line had an impressive game on Saturday. Rafael Pelche, Josh Filmon on your wings. You guys were put together just a couple of games ago, and it looks like there was some pretty serious chemistry going on there on Saturday. You know, what is it playing with those two guys that seems to work out so far?
I think overall we're a fast line, high hockey IQ. But I don't know, it's just, I don't know, one of those things that just click. Kind of hard to explain, put in words, but I can't just say that. We gotta you know, continue it, so we're looking forward to heading into the next game.
How great is it to see all these young guys that were in the hub last year take that step forward? I mean, yourself included, but even guys like Josh Filmon, you know, Josh Davies, these younger guys, Owen Pickering, who have stepped up into bigger roles this year and contributed even more on the ice than they did in that shortened season back in the spring.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing for our young team like that is we were put in a position with lots of ice time. And the experience that we gained throughout last year and the start of this year, I guess it's, you know, more than what other teams' young guys are experiencing. So I think that gives us a head start in terms of, you know, our future, I guess, is a good way to say it. But we still got a long way to go. So
in the times we've talked to you, very mature, very composed, and even seeing how you play on the ice and react to certain situations. In your hockey past, have you worn the C a lot? And, you know, is a leadership role something that you kind of naturally gravitate towards?
I've worn some letters in the past, yeah. But my leadership, 9 times out of 10, comes on the ice. I'm a leader on the ice. I lead by example. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to say a lot of unnecessary things in the room. I don't really see the point in that. I mean, obviously, if something needs to be said, I'm not afraid to say stuff, but I don't really see the point in saying a lot of stuff that's just, you know, doesn't need to be said, because, I mean, sometimes it can be toxic, you know. But yeah, like I said, 9 times out of 10, I lead on the ice and try and lead by example.
Well, hey, it was great chatting with you, Matt Ward, defending WHL Player of the Week. Thanks for taking the time and doing this, man.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Kamloops Blazer goaltender Dylan Garan picked up the WHL Goaltender of the Week honors after going 2-0 and stopping 49 of 50 shots and victories over the Portland Winterhawks and the Victoria Royals. We'll start with the Portland game. First of all, midweek game. It was the first time, Dylan, that a U.S. team had been north of the border for months in the WHL, so that was an exciting game, I think, for both teams.
For sure. It was definitely, you know, a little bit of a different feeling waking up that day, kind of getting to play someone else for the first time in pretty much 2 years, so definitely it was an exciting day for our group, and, you know, they're a good team, and we knew that they were going to come hard, and it was going to be a good test for us, and, you know, we had a really good start, and ultimately, you know, got the win there. We played one of our best games of the year, I thought, and, you know, it was a lot of fun to, like I said, play that different opponent, and it was a great test for us, and it was great to get the win.
From there, the team headed onto the island, your hometown of Victoria, where you posted your 10th career shutout in a victory over the Victoria Royals. And it's funny, we mentioned this, you have 10 career shutouts, all have come against BC Division opponents, and you picked up the one there on the Friday night.
Yeah, no, for sure. That was, I think, give a lot of credit to the guys in front of me. They played a great game. Again, we kind of followed up, you know, from the Portland game. We played one of our better games of the season, and, you know, we kind of have these success factor things, and we had a pretty high score that game, so you know, they made it easy for me, and I just try to, you know, do my part. And like I said, like, shutouts are always great to get, but it's not really my goal going into the game. It's just to get the win, and, you know, to have 3 wins by the team last week was definitely great to have.
This is your fourth season in the WHL. In fact, you broke it at even at 15, and were picking up wins when you were 15. This Blazer blue line in front of you, how would you compare it to it now to what you've had in your career?
Yeah, our D-Corps is great. I think these past 2 years, we've had really good D-men, which as a goalie, you can't really ask much for much more than that. But, you know, last year we had great guys with, you know, Anya Bucci and Sean Strange and stuff like that. And, you know, now they're gone, but we've still got veteran, you know, Quinch Meeman, and we picked up Marco Stacha and Victor Pearson, and Mats Lindgren's having a pretty good year. So, you know, can't really ask for, you know, solid top six more than what we got. And they've been great and have been helping out.
Overall, the team start, Dylan, has been pretty sensational here. It's one of the best starts in franchise history. What would you credit that to so far?
Yeah, I think a lot of things. I think, you know, we have a great roster, which obviously, you know, is important. But I think just our mindset and every day, like even in practice, we come in, you know, with great energy. We've got, you know, we like to talk about a world-class energy and enthusiasm. I think, you know, everyone wants to get better and everyone wants to work. We're kind of a hungry group, and we do a good job of, you know, not riding the highs too high and stuff like that. And, you know, we kind of come out hungry for every game and looking for points. And yeah, it's still early. We've had a great start for sure, but you know, it's going to be a long year, and we just got to keep it going.
Personally, for you, you seem to be getting better and better the more games you get this season. And I know that you'll likely be targeting a World Junior invite for a second straight year. You were part of the team last year that won a silver medal. And I know that's on your radar here as you get closer here to Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you have the opportunity to represent your country is pretty special. And, you know, I was lucky to be a part of that group last year. And, you know, it's too bad we came up just short, but I definitely looking at a shot at redemption and, you know, kind of finish the job what we couldn't do last year. So it's definitely exciting that, you know, that time's coming. But, you know, it's also important to be present right now. I'm here. I'm playing for the Kamloops Blazers. And all my focus is just to get wins for this team. And when the time comes to, you know, go represent my country, then that's what I'll focus on. But right now I'm here. And, you know, like you said, I feel like I've been getting better and better, you know, as the games go on. I'm looking to continue that trend, and we got some important games coming up this week, so I'm looking forward to.
And beyond, this Western Conference seems really, really difficult this season. You still haven't seen teams like Everett and Seattle, who are off to great starts. Saw Portland once. Vancouver has made some moves to bolster their team. It looks like it's going to be a real tough Western Conference this year, and, you know, getting home ice advantage would be a sure bonus, but how do you see things playing out?
For sure. I mean, like you said, it's a great Western Conference. We haven't seen all the teams yet. I know Everett and Seattle are definitely on the radar. You know, it'll be exciting to play those guys once we get the opportunity. But I'm not even sure, really. Like I said before, it's still early. I think, you know, for us, it's just important to focus on us rather than look too far ahead of, you know, how playoffs are sitting and stuff like that. So, you know, I like where our group's at right now, and we're definitely going to continue the trend that we're going in.
Okay, congratulations on being the WHL Goaltender of the Week, Dylan.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests, and thanks to Craig Boschman and Ryan Schweitzer in Swift Current for their help. I'm John Keefe. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.